We move on to page 231, Local Government Information Framework. Now, this can actually be a very... just so that members understand the concept, the LGA and the Office of Local Government have been talking about some sort of publication of council stats. In other words, what it costs, what value is offered, etc. It's the closest thing we will ever have so far to a some sort of benchmarking publicly between councils. So I'd like to thank Ms. Tabianian for her draft responses, and you'll see that the invitation is to send that in to the Office of Local Government, subject to your approval and comments. So who would like to proceed? Councillor Gard. You're moving as printed.
Yes, Your Worship. I think anything that is going to improve the quality of our management, decision making, etc., is quite valid in the overall scheme of things.
Indeed. Is that seconded? Councillor Duncan, thank you. Anything further? No? No one against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. On to the transport plan. Now, I just indicate, members, we've got a bit over an hour left, a lot of weighty confidential matters to address. My suggestion has been that the transport plan, worthy as it is, has many different aspects worthy of discussion, and it might be better being referred to the Assets and Sustainability Committee. So, if anyone is minded to do so, one, we could keep the recommendation one, noting the report, the community engagement feedback report, and two, refer the City of Marion Transport Plan to the Asset and Sustainability Committee for review.
So you want them to review it first, because they don't have to come back because they've got no delegated authority to...
Well, no, it'll be discussed. They might come back with... The committee might come back with suggestions. I mean, we don't know. The point is that I'm not sure that council has... Well, council hasn't had the opportunity to discuss the plan in detail in light of the community feedback. So we are simply not going to be able to do that thoroughly tonight. But it's up to you. You can adopt it right now with all the various time bombs in it. Councillor Pryor?
Yeah, I'm happy to move that way, Mr. Mayor.
Yep. And Councillor Gard, did you wish to second? Thank you. And please go on.
Yes, just a general question for management, and that is just highlighting the fact that we only had 23 responses in the survey that went out. And so my question is, does management consider that that is a significant enough number? And look, I understand too that it's not always quantity. I do note that we had some high quality responses on a number of lines, and some of them were from groups of people and not individuals. But I just wanted management's comment for the records that that 23 is considered in this instance satisfactory to our cause.
Councillor Gard, the subject specialists in respect of transport aren't here tonight. I'll invite Mr. Harrison to comment. It's probably more a community engagement question, to be honest, and we don't have the specialist in that area present tonight either. Councillor Gard and all of us would be well aware that sometimes we have very low responses for extremely vital council plans. I think the carbon neutral plan was probably a case in point where the numbers were not huge at all, possibly even less than this, but we nonetheless adopted it. It was worthy. So we just have to make of that what we can, and I note that we are reviewing our community engagement activities. There'll be more discussion about that later in the year. Anything to add, Mr. Harrison?
Through the chair, I guess all I could add is if anything was going to encourage people to make commentary, it would be about the budget. And I think from memory, we had as little as six or eight pieces of feedback. So maybe this is actually quite a good level of feedback if we could take it in a comparison. But I would also suggest that I guess a referral to a committee of the elected members could also go through that process to try and determine as to whether or not there has been sufficient feedback as well.
It's been moved and seconded. Anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. So we can go on to the draft city limits and publications policies. These have now been amended, contrary to the community consultation, to allow for the elected member columns to be included as you wish. So I'm not sure there's anything left that's controversial in there, but it's up to you, members. Page 278 we are. Vlescu, I have a taker. Go on.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to move as is. We've got the opportunity to provide sound bites as such, and we've also got the opportunity at that regular period to talk a little bit more about what we think's important in our community. That's all I've got to say.
Thank you. Bear in mind that we're dealing with the six publications a year. The community is still feeling the gap of not having a messenger newspaper, and this whole scenario may need to be further revisited, but maybe after the election might be more appropriate. But who was seconding? Councillor Gard?
Very briefly, Your Worship. I think now, and I echo the point you just made about media, I think now is a very important time to have clear policy that can be adjusted, built upon, etc. And yes, there is work to do in relation to information out.
Thank you. Councillor Hull?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to once again use this opportunity to ask the staff if there is any guarantee that their distribution of this publication is going to provide the community with much outcome at all. We all know, and I've heard from many of you, that we have a distribution issue. It doesn't hit the target. I don't know where it ends up, but it doesn't end up in letterboxes. And sometimes it ends up in neighbouring council areas. So I'd like to know that in terms of the amount of money we spend on this, whether it's worthwhile in terms of the product actually getting to the letterbox.
Any other speakers in favour? Mr. Clark?
Thank you, Councillor Hull, through the chair. We are working closely with the distributor to try and make sure that we improve the quality of the actual distribution, and we're going to be speaking quite often with the suppliers to make sure this occurs. We're also going to be conducting some random audits as well, particularly in the southern suburbs where we're hearing that it's not being done as effective. And at the same time, we're also going to be promoting the option of online and digital readings of the magazine as well, to try and improve the take-up rate.
Another question I have for the staff is that the Mayor says that this is in some way a fill-in for the loss of the Messenger Press. In terms of your publication, do you feel that you can actually, as a journalist, have feelers comment in there as if you were a Messenger journalist that used to sit over there and write, their assessment of council meetings? Do you think that it's actually going to ever get anywhere close to feelers reporting on council events?
Mr. Clark's reporting, if I may say, is fearless to the very marrow. But Mr. Clark, I'll let you speak for yourself.
Through the chair, this is not a news limited publication. This is a quality publication of the council to inform residents about what's happening in their local community, and it will be consistent with those values.
Now, how's that for fearless? Any other comments? Then no closing remarks? Very well, then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those carried unanimously. Thank you. And thanks, Mr. Clark. Oh, look, the chair's spinning as he left it. Now, we come to the confidential items. Councillor Clancy?
Confidence after we did the three remaining items out of confidence?
Yes, the corporate reports for noting.
And the sequestration motion and the Edwards Town Memorial Toilet motion?
Very well. You may move that we deal with those items before dealing with the confidential motions. Is that seconded? Councillor Masika? Any debate? I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? Carried by majority. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure projects I guess we can get to another time. So we move forward. The corporate reports for noting can, as usual, be dealt with en bloc, I suspect. So they are, starting on page 309, the finance report, the work health and safety report, and the questions taken on notice register. Moved Councillor Pryor enthusiastically, seconded Councillor Crossland. Are there any questions about any of those items? No, then I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously, thank you. So now we can go to the sequestration motion on page 331. Councillor Clancy, you can turn your microphone off if you like. And Councillor Pryor, well, you've moved up the ladder tonight, so
amazing.
Go ahead.
Amazing. It's just incredible how it happened. I'd like to move this as written, obviously, because I wrote it. It's really a report of the state of play, and I'm looking for a bit of work between council and so staff and elected members on this one, and that will give us something to bring to various parties around the place with regards to what we may want to do with sequestration in the future.
Is that seconded? Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Worship. Yeah, look, I second this. I think it's a great opportunity to look at obtaining carbon neutrality in the future. We've got some preliminary reports, but it would be good to firm up what actually we need to do to actually make this happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any opposition? Then I'll put... Question from Councillor Hull. Yes,
Mr. Mayor, as important as this is, it doesn't necessarily mean that we can actually continue to buy fuel guzzling cars and try and offset.
Sorry,
it.
Councillor, you can indeed take your opportunity to enter into the debate, but if you have a question, please ask the question. Thank
yeah,
you.
Well, it's a question for the administration. This doesn't necessarily mean we take our foot off the pedal, so to speak. In regards to our energy reduction programs, you know, if we can do both, that would be good. That's the question I have.
Mr. Harrison.
Through the chair, I would agree.
Any other questions? Then I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. We look forward to the report. Now, next on page, help me out here, 333. I beg your pardon. So I'll take the vote again. There's been a point of order, and accordingly I'll take the vote again on the sequestration vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. That's carried by majority. Thank you. Then we can now go to page 330. Sorry, who called the division? Oh, Councillor Duncan, thank you. So, those in favour, please stand. Councillor Masika, Mason, Valescu, Clancy, Pryor, Hull, Telfer, Hutchinson, Crossland and Gard are in favour. You may sit down. Those against, Councillor Duncan. Then the vote is carried by majority on the division, we can turn to page 333. Certainly a very pressing matter. Whose motion is that? Councillor Masika. Go for it.
Thanks, Your Worship. I'd like to move the motion the way it is proposed, point one and point two. And I'd like to bring it to attention to the fellow councillor that although on paper it appears to be a new project, but if you take into context when the Edwardstown Memorial Complex was redesigned, this toilet was included. There was a toilet before the demolition of the building, and on the design, this toilet was included. But the problem with this toilet was located in the wrong site compared to the original one where it was. And this, there was a comment or feedback from the people, residents, where this toilet was facing, that they don't need that toilet to be there. And eventually was omitted from the design. Now, after the development of the redevelopment of Edwardstown Complex and community sports complex, there's been requests coming from the residents that the toilet is required. There's no external toilet, but we have a playground, we have a basketball ring, and we have people using up the facility throughout the week. But those toilets which are inside the complex, they are not being accessible either after office hours or during the weekend sometimes. So that's why there's been a need to bring back that toilet which was there before redesign, and also the staff they've allocated where this toilet needs to be to avoid that ambiguity or complaint from the resident. So I would like, on behalf of my fellow councillor Manson, to put back to you to say, look, for public health concern, this toilet is required, and we need the council to approve it. Thanks, Your Worship.
Is that seconded, Councillor Mason?
Yeah, I'd like to second Councillor Masika's motion. This is something I've been banging on about since I started at council. Since COVID, the administration building has been closed a lot of the time, which means the toilets are therefore closed as well. And I can't see this changing anytime soon with the new changes to Edwardstown management. I think anyone with young kids would understand that if they need to go to the toilet is, if it is open, then it's a long way away from the playground. And the oval's not just used by the sporting clubs; it's also used for recreational purposes. Similar to the Glandor Oval, there's dog walkers. There's, you know, people just walking around, kids playing. So I think we definitely need to have these toilets put in since we can't access the ones that are already there.
Anyone speaking against? A question from Councillor Holt.
Mr. Mayor, the first part of the motion says that we consult with the community. Good idea. And then it says allocate, and in terms of the consultation, the staff notes have made two points here. If a toilet is required and wanted at all, and the best position for the toilet. They're two very good questions. But if we're actually going to go ahead and endorse point two, we're allocating the money, it's like we're actually going to do it anyway. So can the motion be reworded to suggest...
Councillor Hull, I think there's a misinterpretation of the motion going on there. The consultation is about the placement of the toilet, which is funded in clause two.
In the report, that doesn't say that in the report. It says...
Well, that's what the motion says. But anyway, perhaps if there are... If there are questions about what it says in the staff comments, I'll ask Mr. Salmon to expand on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Through the chair, the questions around if the toilet is required or wanted are added there as a suggestion from staff of how we would frame the consultation, recognising that the motion is for the toilets to happen and the consultation should just be for the placement. Our suggestion is that we should actually ask the question whether they're wanted as well.
So the staff are suggesting I suppose, a different motion. So to your point, Councillor Hull, maybe we were at cross purposes. So just to explain, the motion itself is clear that it's proceeding with a toilet, but we would ask people where they want it. What staff are suggesting is, why don't you ask people whether they want one at all, and if so, where? So two different approaches. I can say that there was, I recall, a lot of demand for a publicly accessible toilet when the Edwardstown building was the subject of community consultation. I'll just leave it there. Now, Councillor Clancy.
I'd like to speak against the motion. The Edwardstown Sports Club is open most of the times, and those toilets are 130 metres away from the playground, so easily accessible for families to go to use those toilets. I'd prefer a motion, and it would probably be in opposition to this, that consultation is had about the location, if it's required, and include a report about when the toilets are open at the larger facility.
Well, why wouldn't the hours that the toilets are currently available to the public in the report, in the staff comments, Mr. Salmon?
Through the chair, I think the current non-repetitive nature of those hours, they've been being consistent since the facility has opened, is the reason we've left that off. It's just been, it's hard to say when they're going to be open at the moment.
So, that's not quite the same as what Councillor Clancy is putting forward, is it?
No, that's a different view and understanding of what's happening at the site at the moment.
All right. I'll go to another. Did you have anything to follow up, Councillor Clancy? No. Then Councillor Valescu.
But I would like, if the mover and seconder are willing, just to assess the demand for it. And it might reiterate the demand they're already receiving. I don't know if we need to change the play. What the consultation consults with the community. Requirement and placement of a single automatic toilet.
I'll just chip in there to try and speed up the process. I just want to run this past the ward councillors. If that first part consults with the community surrounding Edwardstown Oval on the demand for and placement of, would that be acceptable to the mover and seconder? Yes? Councillor Valescu, you're not happy with that?
Oh, I'm very happy. The second bit then also allocates the money for the, for a public toilet if it proceeds. So something to say that the money's there if needed, as opposed to we're going to spend the money just based on the, you know, people thinking if the money's there, it's a failure.
If there is sufficient demand or something like that at the end of this, or beginning or end. Yes. If there is sufficient demand. So mover and seconder happy with that? Yes. All right. So unless anyone objects, is it just on the wording of that, Councillor Crossland? Well, yep. So I just want to make sure there's leave for the mover and seconder to put that in that amended form. No one's objecting, so leave is granted. Now, I had Councillor Valescu finishing, and then I'll go to Councillor Crossland.
Okay. I think we do need to learn sometimes where we do combine the facilities. I think some people think that the toilet was inbuilt into the facility, but obviously there's some problems. It's not ideal. So I think that's something moving forward. That little area, I remember when it opened, you get a lot of activity there. So, you know, I do support it. Whether it's through this process or another, I think that we do need to investigate the need for a public toilet. And if there is the need, have the money there, and it won't be for another couple of years. So.
Councillor Crossland.
Yeah, a few years ago we did a process where we identified where we needed public toilets and we assigned money based on need, public community need. I'm just trying to find out when is that going to be updated, because we seem to be going back to the old ways of we'll just keep nominating what we think ad hoc, which is not as good as what we were doing before, where we did a whole of council
Mr. Semin might know. I think we're in the middle of a five-year plan or something.
Through the chair, the public toilets were included in the open space plan that was endorsed last calendar year. Just on the specific toilet, just want to remove any confusion. There is an identified need for a toilet here. In theory, with the original development, the building was going to be open during office hours and therefore would have met that need. The way that the building in reality has played out has not met that need. So that's part of why there's this sort of need that's there, despite there being a toilet. It hasn't worked the way it was planned, and that's why this demand's now there.
I get what you're saying, but this it's a good point that was raised. This building has a community room which is free for people to go in. Have they not got a toilet?
They have, but it's not open a lot of the time.
So when is it open? And if I go to the community room, can I not get to a toilet?
You can if you go to the community room, because the toilet's just down the corridor. But your challenge will be getting into the building.
Raises the next question is, again, is this need of this site more important than some of the other sites that have no toilet 100% of the time?
Well, I suppose that is a matter for council, but Mr. Semin's was just making the point that the toilet plan that we have was based on more or less a false assumption. But you know, councillors can stick with the plan with that assumption, or they can change the plan as you wish. Councillor Crossland, did you wish to speak further on it?
No, I'll speak in the debate if that comes up.
It's actually up now because it's been moved and seconded, and it's your turn.
I'll speak against it on the basis that, look, this is something which I think could come to the asset sustainability. We could look at the distribution of public toilets. It's a while since we've done it. And we can have ward councillors put in their bids, because there are several needed across the city of Marion. It seems to be an ongoing thing with every playground. People expect a toilet, every oval, and that, as we know, is not the case. So I'd like to look at it holistically rather than just knee-jerk around one by one.
Any other speakers in favour of the motion? Councillor Gard.
Your Worship, I hear everything Councillor Crossland says, and I agree with a lot of it. We certainly do need a broader game plan. That makes total sense. But given the trends that we now have upon us with new sporting complexes and the weight of people that are drawn to such areas, not necessarily to the buildings themselves, I think this would be a really good way to test the water in order to help to establish that which Councillor Crossland is proposing in any case. So to have data, to go through the process of consultation, now that we've got the amended motion, I think that's right and proper. I can't see what we have to lose. So I do commend the motion as put.
Anyone else speaking against? A question, this will be your opportunity to speak in the debate.
Mr. Mayor, following on from the other question I had, which has been addressed now with the change to the motion, what mechanism is there now in point two if the community says there's an underwhelming response in regards to the community? If we're going to do a community consultation, that could happen. What mechanism is there for it to come back to council to say we're not proceeding because of lack of need, demonstrated need? I just can't see that in the motion where that mechanism's in place. Who would make the decision that it won't proceed?
The question of whether there's sufficient demand, Invite
like this money is allocated regardless.
Order. Just invite managers to comment. Whether it's Mr. Harrison, Mr. Salmon, would it be a ward briefing? Would it be the Asset Sustainability Committee? Would it be a forum? What would it be?
Through the chair, I would suggest it'd be through the ward briefing, with a discussion with the ward members. Reflecting on the community consultation that's received.
And I suppose all I can add to that is that if it's unambiguous, which it might be, then it would be left as an operational matter with that motion. Sometimes the mayor comes across finely balanced consultation feedback, and I generally say to staff that should come back to council. I routinely do that. So there's a safety guard there, a safety, what do you call it? Yeah, guard, I suppose.
On that basis, I'll speak against the motion.
Yes, go
on. Because if there was some mechanism in that point two where it would come back to council with the findings on the community consultation, I would be happy. If there was a demonstrated need for it, I'd be happy to put my hand up for it. But just actually giving a blank cheque, regardless of community consultation, I don't think that's good governance.
All right, any other speakers in favour? None, then back to Councillor Masika to close the debate.
Thanks, Your Worship, and the fellow councillors for your contribution. I'd say, look, from initial communication with the residents who have approached us, there's a need to have that facility there because it was there for many, many years until when the new development of Edwardstown Complex took place. And as I said before, that the location where the toilet was going to be was not a good one, but the staff have identified the place where the toilet needs to be, and I believe that it will be supported by the residents. And I wouldn't hesitate at all to allow the results to, the consultation feedback to come back to the chamber before the toilet can go on, because I have strong feelings that it will be backed up by a good number with a good reason, and the project can go ahead.
I'll put the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. The motion's carried. So we go on to the confidential items. Now, members, I can tell you that the confidential items are more or less in order of time sensitivity. I've had discussions with staff about the confidentiality of various minutes, reports, and attachments, and so those motions will be, those confidentiality motions will be more closely scrutinised than they were in the preparation of the reports. But all of the reports contain some confidential aspects, and so it would be appropriate for all of the discussions to be in confidence in case confidential matters arise, like contract costs, etc. So I see no problem with somebody moving the cover reports to the confidential items on block, and then we simply go as far through the items as we get in the next 40 minutes. Moved that way, Councillor Clancy, seconded Councillor Telfer. All those in favour, carried unanimously. Thank you. So now we deal with the first item, LKCC management agreement. So page 297 and thereafter. So those members of staff not listed will leave the room, and we'll have the confidential discussion, and we'll separate out the confidentiality motion. So in terms of the recommendation, I invite members to look at clauses 1 and 2, and Councillor Crossland would like to move an amended motion, perhaps?
Would, Your Worship.
Go ahead.
Pretty much
with no mic.
Oh, sorry.